For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. When school's out in summer, hunger in economically stressed communities can increase. That's because students are no longer going to the school cafeteria for the free lunch and often free breakfast, funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Rhonda Miller reports on one of the Kentucky school districts where school buses take free meals to children in the rural communities where they live.
The honk of the horn from the yellow school bus brings two dozen children out of their homes on this shady street a couple of blocks from Beaver Dam City Hall in rural Ohio County, Kentucky.
Hey, how are you?
School bus driver Lisa Ralph welcomes the toddlers to young teens as they climb aboard the bus that has green and red picnic tables and cheerful drawings.
Y'all come on up. Get a seat.
It's 12:45 on a Tuesday afternoon, and families know the bus arrives at the same time, same place every weekday. Ralph has driven a school bus for 18 years. This is her third year driving the bus with summer meals, and part of this job is handing out lunches to the children.
I put the milk in there, and when we get to the stop, all they got to do is Tammy puts the sandwich in, and they have a seat and eat.
Y'all started your sandwich.
Tammy is Tammy Hayes, food service manager at Ohio County Middle School. This is the sixth summer Hayes is on the mobile meal bus. She says there's a basic weekly menu.
Mondays, we have pizza sticks and corn on the cob. Tuesdays is a breaded chicken sandwich, chips, and a fruit and a vegetable. Wednesdays is hot dogs, a fruit and a vegetable, and a chip. Cheeseburgers is on Friday with chips and a vegetable, and Thursdays is Uncrustables. That's the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
10-year-old Juan Marcos offers his review of today's lunch.
Good.
Is there any day that you like the food better or anything that's your favorite?
This day.
Why is that?
Because we have chicken.
This bus makes 9 stops, and a second bus goes to 8 locations. Brittany Royal rounds up her 2 sons. She says this is the first summer they've come for mobile meals.
I think it's really nice for the kids. They look forward to it every day. They like to get on there and eat with their friends.
At 1 o'clock, the bus leaves to continue on the route. One of the afternoon stops is Beaver Dam Park. 3-year-old Carmen O'Hara Solis takes her lunch to the covered picnic tables and sits with her mom and brother.
Carmen, what do you like best?
Chocolate milk.
Across Kentucky, 187,000 children are food insecure. That's according to the most recent report from Feeding America. The rate of food insecurity among children in the Bluegrass State is 18%, slightly higher than the national average. On this Tuesday, Ohio County Schools Food Service Director Diana Wilson stops by Beaver Dam Park. She says summer meals are served Monday through Friday for children 18 and under at 4 schools and on 2 buses.
Before we started mobile meals, we just had the schools open and we had anywhere from 5,000, 6,000 meals for the whole summer. And then I think in 2012, we started the mobile meals. We went up to about 10,000. That's using the vehicles.
Those first vehicles were vans and SUVs. The district switched to a renovated school bus for mobile meals in 2015.
In the year 2015, the first year of the bus is around 16,000, 17,000 meals.
The district added a second school bus in 2017.
2017, we had like 25,000. 2018, last summer, we had 32,000 meals.
Wilson says the Ohio County Food Pantry sends backpack meals home on Friday, and the kids get those on the bus so they have food for the weekend.
Summer feeding is one of my favorite programs. We were actually told by one student last year that if our bus did not run in that park, her and her brothers wouldn't have had anything to eat. So that makes it well worthwhile.
The Ohio County Schools Summer Feeding Program runs through August 2nd. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.